Successful people learn how to make their mind work for them. I'm David Nagel, and this is the Successful Mind Podcast.
One of the biggest questions, most common questions I get is from individuals that have toxic parents. Parents that are over-controlling, parents that try to direct them in their life, parents that disagree with the choices that they've made. I'm talking about adults now here. And it is a source of great pain for the individual that is dealing with this when it comes to the parents, because we're kind of raised with this idea that, you know, it's like blood is thicker than water. Like, no matter what, because they're family, we have to be loyal to them. We have to keep them in our lives forever. And that raises the question of, is that really true? I mean, is that a value that serves us? And I really don't think that it is. A matter of fact, I think that, and I've talked about this on other podcasts a little bit, the idea that we have to keep anybody in our life that is toxic to us, is not a value that we should have. And when it comes to our parents, it is something that people struggle with this so much. You know, what do you do when your parents, where you realize there's some kind of a disagreement with your parents, you try to set a boundary with them and they break it and they feel that they have the right to do so because they're your parents, and yet you're a grown-ass adult making your own decisions, choosing to live your life however you want to live it, and they just don't agree with it. Or they do something that they feel that they have the right to do that they literally don't have the right to do, and you don't agree with it. Yet they refuse to stop because they think that being a parent gives them the right to do or say or behave in any way with you that they want to. I think that's when it comes down to the idea that you have a choice that you have to make in your life. I have never told anybody that they should walk away from their parents. What I have said to people is that it's okay to do so. And it's definitely okay to do so when a relationship becomes toxic. My idea of when a relationship like this becomes toxic is when there is a disagreement, or many disagreements. You try to set a boundary with your parents, and they refuse to respect that boundary. When that happens, we're left with a choice. Do we continue to stay in a relationship with somebody who not only disagrees with us, but disrespects the fact that we're setting a boundary on some kind of behavior because the behavior is not something that we want in our life? I suppose that you could get into the argument of, is the behavior really toxic? You know, I know that people will argue from the opposite side of this, like from the parent side, that, you know, they should be able to do whatever it is that they're doing. I disagree with. It doesn't matter if it's right or wrong. What matters is that if you're an adult, you have a right to live your life the way that you want to live it. And as long as you're not taking away somebody else's right, then nobody else has a right to tell you how to live your life, you know, at all. And that's really kind of just one scenario. I've heard every kind of scenario you can imagine when it comes to parents being toxic in a person's life. So let's talk about this now. Let me shift this to a productive aspect. So what do we do with it, right? So I think we have all had the experience and know when our parents are being intrusive or they're doing something that we don't like. And the question then becomes, is this something that we can deal with? Can we work this out with our parents? Can we come to one of those agreements where we agree to disagree and we can move on with the relationship? If we can do that, I think that's great. I think that's fantastic because we're not going to agree with everybody. Everybody's not always going to agree with us also. That's just a fact of life. And a relationship is a relationship, meaning that the fundamental idea of a healthy relationship is that we both show up and contribute in a way that it's beneficial to both sides and that we work on keeping it beneficial to both sides. Even if there's disagreement, even if there's confrontation, like there can be healthy disagreement, there can be healthy confrontation in a relationship. And as long as we're keeping it healthy and working through these things, then there's absolutely nothing wrong with it. But when it steps over the line of healthy disagreement to being disrespectful, to being breaking boundaries, not respecting the boundaries that a person sets for their own life, to being completely intrusive, to being damaging in some way, and the request is made to stop, and they don't, and that is not respected, then we have a choice, and the choice is, do we allow that in our life when it's affecting us in a very negative way just because they're our parents? I don't think so. So the idea is then what do we do with it? So how do we come to a place where we can accept the idea of breaking up with our parents? Let's go back to the beginning with this. First of all, the idea that that we have parents is number one, two people needed to be there to bring us in the world to begin with. But in a healthy perspective, even throughout all of nature, the idea is that the child or the baby, then the child, is being raised in a way where the parental figures are raising them to be independent so that they can take care of themselves, that they can be productive on their own, that they can go out in the world and they know how to manage their own life. Maybe at some point they'll bring more life into the world, they'll have children, but they literally can manage their life and they can get through their lifetime without the need of their parents. That's the idea, okay? The fact that we choose to keep parents in our life for a long period of time, usually until they pass away, is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But at some point, how do I want to put this? There's this idea of authority that comes into play here. Like the authority that a parent has over a child is absolute when the child is a child. But slowly over time, the authority is supposed to be passed from the parent to the child so that at some point in time, the child can accept full authority over their own life, over their own thinking, over their own emotions, over their own decisions, over their own direction, over the way that they want to live it, and then they go out and actually do that. And at that point, what should be healthy for the parent is the parent can step back and say, look, my child needs to go out and live their own life. They're an adult. They're going to have problems. They hopefully I've taught them how to work through those problems. Hopefully I've taught them how to be resourceful. I've taught them how to be independent. And they're going to go out and do this on their own now. And they're going to go through their process of learning the cause and effect of their decisions, the cause and effect of their thinking, the consequences that they experience, the ability to evaluate the problems and that they've had in their life and come to different decision-making abilities. The ability to ask for help other than from the parents, but through other figures that come into a person's life so that they can advance, from one age to another, from one level of emotional maturity to another, from one level of their ability to have relations with other individuals to another. So it's a consistent progress all the way through our life and until we die. And then when that doesn't happen, what ends up happening is basically this, that sometimes when two people come together and they make a baby, sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's not. Sometimes the intention behind it starts off with a dysfunction that sets up a series of problems that if it's not corrected, then spills over into this idea of the toxic parent after childhood is done and we're now adults. And here's what this is. When a parent is identifying, they're self-identifying through the child or because of the child, and they're taking on the value system of their own life being what gives me value or the totality of my value is being a parent, then it's almost as if when the child is growing up and naturally pulling away to become independent, the parent then almost feels as if the child is doing something to them because the parent does not know how to deal with separation. There are many parents that have children where they don't love themselves. They were not loved properly when they were growing up as children. They receive this amazing unconditional love from this little baby that they bring into the world that feels so exhilarating to them that it's almost like a drug because they've never experienced that in their own childhood. And for several years while the baby is a baby and small, you know, that feeling that you get from that little child it's unbelievable. It's absolutely amazing. But if it becomes our entire world, what do we do when that child moves into their own desire for independence, which happens with every child? Like as that child gets older, they start pulling away. They want to do things on their own. That's the natural order of things. Generations would cease to exist if that did not happen. Like we all have to be able to pull away or we would be so dysfunctional we wouldn't be able to do anything without our parents. And then eventually what would happen is the species would end up dying off because it doesn't have the independence to move from one generation to another. So instead of a generation becoming stronger as a subsequent generation of the one that came before, it would actually start becoming weaker. And then we would, you know, by the natural progression of things, we would literally become weaker and die out. So the idea is, you know, that we're supposed to become stronger. But from a parent that is not emotionally mature, they end up communicating to this child that in some way, the child is responsible for their life. And that can be literal. I've seen it in literal situations where the parent directly says in many ways to the child that the way that they show up in the world, the way that they think, their behavior, they are completely responsible for the parent. That's really a bad thing when that happens. The child will then take on that role. Now, when you start bringing things like shame and guilt into the situation, and a child begins to internalize that on themselves because the parent shames them or guilts them for not putting the parent first, the child grows up in an environment where they don't get to experience individuality. What they're experiencing is that everything that they need to do is for mom or dad or one or the other or both. And that's the way that life is. They grow up for, say, 20 years, the first 20 years in an environment that's extremely dysfunctional, and they don't get to experience that individuality. Everything is about taking care of the parent. The child then becomes psychologically and emotionally deficient as they move into adulthood, and they find it very, very difficult to step away on their own and do anything because they're always seeking a reaffirmation from the parent that it's okay to do anything. And the parent doesn't want them to do anything because anything that they actually do on their own indicates a separation, you know, from the parent themselves, which causes great pain to the parent. And then they reinduce shame and guilt onto the adult child in order to try to rein their behavior in so that they'll come back and take care of them. And in many cases, that you'll see that through various different influences, however that may show up, but, you know, very destructive problems show up in the adult child. They seek some kind of a solution. They get the message that their parents are actually running their lives from multiple different people. Like maybe they get it through a counselor or a therapist or a coach, or they read it in a book, or they see it, the same scenario in a movie or a story somewhere. And they start to get the idea that, hey, maybe the real core of the problem that I'm going through is this relationship, this toxic relationship that has developed between myself and my parents. And I need to do something about this. But what was passed on to this adult child is that their whole being is about taking care of the parent. Now you have a real difficult situation on your hands because the child has not learned to develop within themselves their own sense of self, their own sense of self-identity, their own sense of who they want to be in the world versus who they need to be because the parent has, you know, over, like I said, over the period of 20 years or so, has really told them that the only reason that they're here is to take care of the parent. In one way or another, that's the message that was put across. Or that anything that that child wants to do outside of the belief system or the core belief system of the parent is wrong. We also see this in spiritual and religious abuse a lot, especially when you get into any kind of religion that goes down a radical path, which we, you know, most of them have some kind of radicalization somewhere where they make anything outside of the religion, the way the person wants to live their life, you know, completely wrong. Some of the consequences are absolutely horrendous for children that break away from that. Like some, there's some religions where they'll be completely ostracized from everybody in the religious community if that, if the child actually breaks away at some point in time. That plays off of the fear of abandonment that was created within the child over the years of growing up, where they really believe that their well-being is directly tied to the parent or the religion or the authority figures that actually brought them up in life. It causes great pain for this child as an adult now to be faced with the decision that they need to walk away from this situation in order to get healthy, because the conflict inside of them is that what keeps them healthy is the parent. When in actuality, it is what's keeping them from growing. It's keeping them emotionally immature. It's keeping them in an intellectual deficit. It keeps them from really melding and growing within societal norms and learning how to be independent and to contribute to their world. And let's face it, a situation like this, it just robs the adult child of the joy. It robs them of their happiness. It robs them of their individuality. It robs them of the desires that they have to live their life the way that they want to live it. So first and foremost, this adult child needs to understand something very fundamental. It is not normal to stay within the control of the parents all of the child's life. The child is supposed to break completely free of the parents. If the child wants to stay in a relationship with their parents, if that relationship can be maintained in a healthy way, there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, it can be a great thing, a great experience for children and grandchildren and nephews and nieces and cousins. Like all of that can be a really great thing. When it's not a great thing, it can be one of the most destructive things because it keeps that child from growing. Now, if that child, that adult child, now goes out and has other children, they're going to do the same thing. They're going to seek validation as a parent from now from the own parent and from the child. So they'll think that they have to put their parents first, which will keep them from putting their children first, and they will then put the burden of the parental valuation on the child themselves, which completely keeps this cycle going from one generation to another. Understanding that that is dysfunctional and that's not the way that it's supposed to go is the first step for this person that is struggling with toxic parents. The second step is to understand that the parents are responsible for their own life, 100%. There is nothing that says you're only a good person if you take care of your parents for the rest of their life. It's a great thing if we can take care of our parents when they get older and maintain our own healthy life at the same time. Sometimes it becomes burdensome, and sometimes we choose to allow it to become burdensome because we want to do this for our parents. There's nothing wrong with that either. The question is, from a conscious perspective, how much care are you willing to put into that situation? It should never come from a place of, I have to because nobody else will. The question is, do you want to? Do you want to? But this is where we get into those ideas where if we start accepting lies as the truth, we put ourselves in really bad situations. I think that, you know, most people would want to do something in a way to contribute to making life easier for their parents if they get old, if they get sick, if they start to lose sense of their faculties or whatever. If we can contribute to making their life easier, I think that's a fantastic thing. But when we can't, because the parent is literally about destroying their own child's life, then we have to come to the decision of we need to separate. So the responsibility that usually a parent in this situation will use to shame and guilt their children over, which is a repetition, what they'll do is they'll take the situations of their own life. The parent will take situations of their own life that are not good. It could be health-wise, it could be monetarily, financially, it could be socially, it could be maybe one parent dies, the other parent's alone, this type of thing, or one parent leaves, the other parent's alone, one parent's sick, the other parent is burdened, whatever. Whenever a parent takes these life situations that are problems and then projects them onto the child and makes it the child's fault or the child's responsibility, The adult child has to know that it's not their responsibility. It is the parent's responsibility ultimately for taking care of their own life and finding solutions to the problems that they have in their life. That is the truth. So if the child is doing something out of guilt, that is not a good thing. The child should do it out of what they really want to do and not out of guilt. There's been many lives that have been destroyed by the idea that a parent guilts the child into whatever it is that they're manipulating the child around, but then the child end up gives up their own life. So understanding is the key. We understand that that's not the norm. We understand that our parents need to be responsible for their own lives. We understand that if we can contribute to that in a way to help the parent, that's great. If we can't, if the parent is making it impossible for us to do that, it's not our responsibility to follow through. Then we come down to the serious situation of, do we actually walk away from the relationship? And of course, that is an individual choice of what are you willing to tolerate in your life? And are you going to raise your life to a higher standard where you're not willing not only to tolerate that kind of manipulation from anybody in your life, but you're not going to make it okay to accept it from your parents just because they're blood relatives or just because they raised you. One of the ways that a parent will use this is that you owe me because I brought you into the world and I raised you. You don't owe your parents anything. You owe yourself to live your best life. You don't owe your parents. Any act of generosity that we do for our parents or anybody else should be an act of generosity from our heart, but not out of guilt or manipulation or shame. So then you come to the process of the adult child has to do this. They literally have to break the relationship with their parents. They have to draw a line in the sand and say, this is no longer okay. You need to take responsibility for your life. Your problems are not my problems, and I'm going to go live my life the way that I want to live it. You have to deal with your own situation in life, and you have to know that that's actually okay in doing that. But I see people struggle with this when they get to this part of it where they actually have to break up with the parental relationship in their life. So how can we make sense of this? One of the ways that we can make sense of this is to understand, number one, the authority complex that plays on most people's lives. And that is that we're raised from a very small child, and for a long period of time in our life, there is always somebody that has more authority over our life than we do. If we never get to the place where we accept full authority for our own life, then we will continue on as adults with somebody else being an authority over our life. And when we're going to break away from our parents, especially if the parent rejected us and we have a low self-esteem because we were in a dysfunctional relationship with our parents, we will also come from the place of like, well, shit, if my parents didn't think very well of me, then are they right? Am I really not a good person or whatever it is that they're indicating that I am? And who else out there would ever believe in me even if my own parents don't believe in me? This is where a spiritual value system can really be of a great benefit to a human being. And if you don't like the word spiritual, you could use higher intelligence if you want. But the truth is, we came from the universe and we came through our parents. Some people will say we came from God and we came through our parents. However you were raised, whatever your value system around that is perfectly fine. You use whatever it is that you believe from a higher power or higher intelligence perspective. But understand that your individual purpose in life came from that intelligence or that higher power. And it's individual to each one of us. There has never been anybody in history who was like you before. There will never be anybody in history who will ever be like you again. That makes you a special, unique individual that is here to do a very specific purpose. That purpose will resonate with you. It'll resonate in your heart. It'll give you fulfillment when you do it, and it will be a benefit to other people that it get to experience that part of your purpose as you go through life. However, you can't do that and stay in a dysfunctional relationship with anybody, including your parents. So if you understand that the authority for the purpose of your life didn't come from your parents, it came through your parents, you can now use the perspective of, I'm being obedient to my higher self, or I'm being obedient to God, or I'm being obedient to the universe or universal intelligence, whatever works for you. And that's who we need to be obedient to, because the truth is, when it comes right down to it, it's our own higher self. It's our own inner guidance that we need to be obedient to. That is what leads us through our life to step into our purpose and fulfill our dreams and really live the life that we came here to live. So you're not doing anything to your parents when you break this relationship. You're actually doing something for them. You're setting them free also, and you're basically giving them the power of their choice back to them. Even though they gave it to you, you're giving it back to them, and it's up to them what they do with it. it's not your fault if they don't do anything with it. If they're miserable with it in their life, if they choose to go broke or stay in an addiction or stay in a bad relationship or whatever they choose to do with their life, it's their choice. And until somebody is given the full consequence of their choice, do they ever determine if they're going to change it or not? If we always keep anybody from experiencing the consequence of their choice, then they don't ever experience the negative consequences from bad choices. They never get to fully develop emotionally, so they'll make good choices. So the idea is that you understand that there is a higher purpose for you here other than just taking care of your parents, especially if they're dysfunctional or toxic, and that you step out and you really live life the way that you were put here to do. It is a difficult thing to sever that relationship for most people, but it is also the healthy thing to do. And in either case, whether you have toxic parents or you have healthy parents, the idea is that you follow your own higher internal guidance that is telling you which way to go in life. That will bring you love and peace and happiness and success all of your days that you're here. Make it a great day. Thanks for listening to the Successful Mind Podcast. And if you like what you heard and you want to know more, go to davidnagel.com/freestuff.